It's Women's History Month, right on the tail of Black History Month, and writer Dean Robbins stopped by to read from his new picture book for children. It's called Two Friends, and it's a true story about two of Dean's personal heroes.
Snow fell in Rochester, New York. A horse pulled a creaky buggy down Madison Street. Susan B. Anthony set out two saucers, two cups, and two slices of cake. Frederick Douglass arrived for tea. I've always been drawn to heroic figures ever since I was a little kid, people I could learn from and emulate. I feel like my heroes are members of my family, and you're supposed to go visit your family members, right? I convinced my family to go along with me to Rochester, New York, because I knew that both Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass were from there, and I wanted to see the place where two of my favorite heroes had lived. We went to Susan B. Anthony's house. It's just a very small, unremarkable house on a very modest street. The parlor is very small and cozy. The tour guide pointed out that this is where Susan would often entertain her friend and neighbor Frederick Douglass. Susan lit two candles on the table. The friend sat by the fireplace in Susan's parlor. Frederick wore a gentleman's jacket, vest, and tie. Susan wore a kind of pants called bloomers. I've read a lot about 19th century reform movements, but I didn't realize that Douglass and Anthony were so close. It's a little known fact. It reminded me of comic books. When I was a kid, two of my former heroes, Superman and Batman, would occasionally appear in the same story. And it just seemed unbelievable that these two extraordinary individuals from different realms actually knew each other and worked together. Susan's mother couldn't vote or own a house or go to college. Few women could. Susan wanted something more. Some people liked her ideas about rights for women. Others didn't. The candles glowed in the parlor. Frederick sipped his tea. Susan asked him about his newspaper. He filled it with his own ideas about rights for African Americans. "Everyone is talking about my new issue," he said. Douglass had run into Anthony on a speaking tour, and that was partly the reason that he got the idea of moving to where she was. It was also one of the last stops on the Underground Railroad. They obviously had a lot in common. They both faced constant physical threats. Frederick Douglass was beaten up. There was a threat to send him back into slavery. Susan B. Anthony had rotten eggs thrown at her. And there was constant ridicule. So they were both under duress at all times. They were also both great strategists. So I think they were drawn to sitting around and talking about the best ways to achieve freedom and equality for all people. Susan liked Frederick's ideas, and he liked hers. They promised to help each other so one day all people could have rights. The fire crackled. Snow fell outside the window. Frederick and Susan ate their cake and talked about their plans. So many speeches to give, so many articles to write, so many minds to change. They would get right to work as soon as they finished their tea.
Dean Robbins' new picture book is called Two Friends, Susan B. Anthony and Frederick Douglass. And by the way, that music was written by the first African-American woman to achieve national recognition as a classical composer. Her name was Florence Price. She was born in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1887. I'm Ann Strainchamps. It's to the best of our knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio, NPRI, Public Radio International.